I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disorder, and it's estimated that 200,000 children and adolescents in the U.S. have this condition. To talk about type 1 diabetes in childhood is Dr. Deborah Ann Bowlby. She's an associate professor of pediatrics and director of the Division of Pediatric Endocrinology at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Bowlby, tell us about type 1 diabetes during childhood.
Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition where the cells in the pancreas that produce insulin are destroyed. If you don't have enough insulin in your own body, your blood sugars are too high. And that is often what is then detected by the pediatrician.
Are some children at increased risk of type 1 diabetes in childhood?
Type 1 diabetes can run in families. So if you have a parent who has type 1 diabetes, their child is at increased risk. However, type 1 diabetes can also pop up in a family where there's no history of type 1 or other autoimmune disorders. Approximately 1 in 400 children develop type 1 diabetes.
And what are the typical symptoms?
The classic symptoms for type 1 diabetes include excessive drinking and urination, especially if your child is getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. So if they're getting up lots of times, that may be an indicator. Children also start to lose weight when they are first diagnosed with diabetes.
Who usually picks up on these symptoms?
Sometimes the parents. Another person who often picks this up is the school nurse or the teacher, where the child is now being excused from the classroom to go to the bathroom many times in a day.
How is this condition diagnosed?
Most patients would first go to their pediatrician, and a pediatrician in their office can check blood sugar or if there's glucose in the urine. And if it's elevated, then they would call their local diabetes doctor.
And how is this disease managed during childhood? What's the treatment?
Children with type 1 diabetes are taught how to monitor their blood sugars and give insulin. Insulin doses are often determined by what they're eating. So we also teach our kids to have a healthy nutrition plan.
Can children with type 1 diabetes who are being managed with medication and good diet live a very active life, sports and all the other things that kids typically do?
Absolutely. We encourage all of our kids to continue whatever sports they want to do, and we tailor their diabetes to fit into their active lifestyles. And we encourage all of our kids to live out their dreams to their full potential. Diabetes should not be slowing a kid down from achieving their goals.
Are there resources available for parents and children with type 1 diabetes that can be helpful?
There are a lot of local community advocacy groups and support groups for patients and parents, be it a diabetes camp over the summertime or the Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund that highlights some of the advances in diabetes research.
Dr. Bowlby, thanks for providing information about type 1 diabetes in children and adolescents.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.